Yo, what's up, self-care warriors? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk, dropping knowledge bombs like it's nobody's business. Today, we're tackling something that hits us Gen Zers harder than a bad TikTok trend, the whole quality vs. quantity thing in our social lives. Let me ask you something. Ever scroll through your Instagram and feel like everyone else is living this epic life filled with parties, adventures, and genuine connections? Meanwhile, you're stuck at home scrolling, again. Don't even get me started on the pressure to be constantly on, responding to texts and keeping up with a million different social circles. It's exhausting, right? Look, I get it. We crave connection, validation, and those good vibes that come from hanging out with people we vibe with. But here's the truth bomb: sometimes, quantity can actually become your enemy. We start saying yes to every invite, attending events just for the sake of being seen, and building a social circle that feels more like a crowded room than a genuine space for connection. So, how do we break free from this cycle? How do we curate a social life that actually nourishes our souls instead of draining them? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop some serious wisdom bombs. First up, define your tribe. Think less about who has the most followers or throws the best parties and more about who genuinely gets you. There's people who celebrate your wins, offer support during tough times, and make you feel seen for who you truly are. Cultivate those relationships like a rare flower, they're worth their weight in gold. Second, prioritize quality over quantity. This means saying no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. It's okay to decline invitations, set boundaries, and protect your time. Remember, you have the right to choose how you spend your precious energy. Third, ditch the social media comparison game. Seriously, scrolling through curated feeds only breeds insecurity and FOMO. Instead, use those platforms to connect with people who inspire you, share your own authentic self, and build a community that feels real and supportive. Or, invest in meaningful conversations. Ditch the shallow small talk and dive deep into conversations that spark your curiosity, challenge your perspectives, and leave you feeling truly connected. And finally, remember that self-care is non-negotiable. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, practicing mindfulness, or just chilling out with your favorite playlist. When you prioritize yourself, you show up better for the people who matter most. Think about it. You've probably had those days where you're surrounded by people, but feel utterly alone. That's quantity without quality. But then there are those moments, a heart-to-heart with your best friend or a deep conversation that leaves you feeling understood, that's quality. Those are the connections that truly matter. So, let's ditch the pressure to have a million friends and focus on building genuine relationships with people who lift us up. Remember, it's not about how many people are in your circle, but how deep those connections run. Ready to level up your social life? Hit me up on TikTok at Riley Hart Podcast, share your thoughts using hash quality over quantity, and let me know what you're doing to prioritize meaningful connections. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review the podcast. It keeps the self-care vibes flowing.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.